have Attorney General Tong on the phone. We're going to talk to him about other stuff, but we kind of have to start right here.
Yeah.
What was your reaction?
It was a shock, obviously, when it finally happened. It was like the end of 23 crazy nights instead of 8 crazy nights. It was 23 crazy nights.
Right.
For our country and for Democrats. And Joe Biden's been an incredible president. I think this was a very selfless act that he did for our country. And what I'm excited about is on the Democratic side, we will likely have an all attorney general ticket.
You think so?
So the vice president, well, the vice president's a former attorney general, and the major potential picks for VP, Josh Shapiro, Andy Beshear, and Roy Cooper are all former attorneys general.
Oh, okay. Shapiro is governor of Pennsylvania, right? So these are all governors of swing states. Swing state governors, right?
Except for Beshear, you wouldn't say that Kentucky is necessarily a swing state, but he was attorney general when I became attorney general.
We didn't see Joe Biden at all. That's a little unnerving, right? Don't we want to see like a little video or something like
something?
A little 30-second video.
He's still alive.
Maybe he's walking across the yard or something.
I think he said he's coming out this week and he's going to make a statement. But I think, guys, this was extraordinarily hard for him. I mean, at the end of the day, he and Joe Biden, I mean, yes, he's the president. Yes, he's this world figure and the leader of the free world. He's also a human being. I'm sure this was really hard to basically say it's over after 50 plus years.
Right.
We all kind of saw this coming.
Yeah.
And some people say, well, that debate wasn't the beginning of these problems.
No.
It was supposed to be the end. He was supposed to come on and have a good performance and then shut everybody up because it was already a problem. What was your reaction? I didn't talk to you. What was when you watched the debate? Now, I had high hopes. I thought he was going to do really well. He had a whole week off. You know, we've been through this in 2020. He had a bad debate. Then he had a good debate. What was your reaction the first, like, couple of minutes?
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And I saw what everybody else saw. You know, I had seen him in person a month and a half, 2 months before at the White House. And, he's much older now and much older than he was when he ran, you know, in 2020 when, you know, if you watch some of those videos, he in 2020 definitely still had his fastball. And I will tell you that in hearing him talk when I was with him, you know, 2 months before the debate, and then I had seen him other times, I have no doubt that he has full command of the issues and the decisions that he's making. But while I think his mind is definitely still just as sharp, I think his body's not cooperating, you know, and I think that happens.
I respectfully disagree with you on the mind part of it, only because, you know, my dad died of Alzheimer's, and I've seen this firsthand, and you could see this gaze and the intermittent, like, clicking out and then coming back, and the slurring of the words, it's all bad.
Time is undefeated, as you know.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly. Yeah. So you think it'll be Harris?
It's looking that way. I think unless somebody serious says something, I think it's going to be her. I communicated yesterday with Governor Shapiro, and we had back and forth. Yeah, and we served together. He was a major figure in our work against the opioid and addiction industry for 4 years when I was attorney general.
Right.
So up until he became governor, 2 years ago. So we served together for one term.
Tell me if you agree with this.
Very strong.
If I'm Harris, I'm giving a real strong speech, and then I'm going to have a back and forth with the press. Just to show I can do this. I can look one presidential, and two, I can take it from the press.
Yep.
And that would kind of stop people from saying, hey, you know, I think I'd like to run for president. I think it would end it right there, no?
I imagine something like that is going to happen. Obviously, you know, smarter minds than mine are in the White House or in the campaign office gaming all of this out. But I think a lot of the major contenders have already said that frankly, because of where we are in the schedule and the calendar, the fact that we're already on the verge of August, like, there's no time to mess around. I think from a party perspective, they're saying we just got to we just got to run with the team we've got and put the best possible team on the field in terms of the vice president.
Can she pick anyone she wants?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of like a.
Are you raising your hand?
No, I wouldn't want that job. I'm better at criticizing people who do stuff.
Yeah, I don't do important things.
I like to sit on the couch and complain.
I make fun of it. I don't make fun of a person.
If for some reason it didn't turn out her way, who would you like to see?
I think Governor Shapiro is extraordinary. I know him personally. I've worked with him, but he's extraordinary.
I have to
he's
tell
a real
you.
Leader. That's why he's plus 34 in his approval ratings in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Plus 34.
I saw him speak after the attempted Trump assassination, and I thought he did a beautiful job. Now, you can't be president just because you did a good presser.
Right.
But I was impressed with his statements.
Right.
It'll be my job to try to get him on this show.
Oh, look at you.
I like that.
Thank you.
Thank you. But we wanted to talk to you real quick before I let you go about these solar companies that you're suing.
This is a really bad one. This is the third one. As you may recall, I've gone after Vision Solar and Solar Wolf, knocked Solar Wolf out of Connecticut. They can't do business in Connecticut.
Wow.
Vision Solar's now in bankruptcy. These guys, get this, they went to somebody's house, I believe in Windsor, knocked on the door. I think it was a father and a daughter. And they said, you want to buy solar? They said, no. And then they forged the contract and said these folks had signed it, even though they said no.
Whoa.
And then at Sunrun, apparently we have a copy of the recording. In order to fully verify that a customer has said yes, you've got to get the customer on the phone and get their verbal consent. You have to ask them a bunch of questions, and then they have to say yes verbally over the phone in person. And they forged that, too.
Jeez.
And this guy, by the way, appears to be South Asian, and they, like, used AI or something to mimic a South Asian voice, it sounds like.
Oh, boy.
To signify his consent.
This is all bad.
See, AI's a devil.
We sued Sunrun, the marketing company, and these salespeople because, I mean, this is crazy, right?
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're on top of this stuff.
Well, it affects a lot of people.
Right.
It affects a lot of people that we know, neighbors and friends. Because a lot of people, they want to do solar, right? They want to do renewables. They get sold a bill of goods, literally. They get told, yeah, it's free, basically. Let's put the solar panels up there and it's free. It's not free. Nothing's free. Never free. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Right.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of misconduct giving the industry a bad name. I'm not saying the whole industry is bad, but I'm saying there's a bunch of bad actors out there.
Attorney General Tong, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you.
Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. It's a sale so nice, they do it twice a year. Save 50% site-wide on the world's best proteins, like legendary steaks, gourmet burgers, versatile chicken, pork, seafood, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code AUDIO when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today. Now is the time to save big on everything you need to serve up mouth-watering flavor, like USDA-certified tender steaks, perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland and delivered right to your door. With unrivaled quality and variety, every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop now at OmahaSteaks.com and save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
From lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara to awakening your eyes with lift and color from the Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is the go-to when you want to amplify your everyday look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.